We're going to have to do this. We got a minute to go. No, less than a minute. Yeah, right.
Oh, we did our move with these nets.
Yeah, close enough. Call the meeting to order of the Bolton Lakes Regional Water Pollution Control Authority. It's Wednesday, October 30th, 2024. And this is in person at Bolton Town Hall and also via Zoom. First order of business is public comment. Hearing none and seeing none. Move on to three, which is approval of our minutes. We have three sets. So before we do that, we do have to appoint Jim to fill an empty seat, whatever one it is. So I want to move that. I'll just appoint. I can appoint him to do that. Yeah. Okay. So now we have a quorum, more than a quorum. All right. First set of minutes are for April 24th, the regular meeting. Someone wish to move on those?
Make a motion to pass all three.
Motion's made. Someone want to second it?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Motion made and seconded. Any additions, corrections? Hearing none, all in favor of adopting the minutes as presented, please indicate by saying aye.
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 I got to recuse.
And one abstention. Motion carries.
Abstention is Mr. Hayes.
Mr. Right. Hayes, yep. Listen here. Second set of minutes is for June 18th, 2024, and was a special meeting. And
we did all three. You're done with meeting minutes.
I moved all three.
Oh, we did. I gotta pay attention. I could probably go away through this.
Number four.
We're on four. Consider an act on waiving the interest fees accrued from June 2023 to October 2024 for Sarah Callahan, located at 30 Hillcrest. Jim, you want
to? That's a request due to an internal mistake. It was an internal mistake. The bill wasn't getting to her.
Ah, okay.
So it's on us.
It's on us.
It's just the interest.
So I'll move it.
Second.
Motion's made and second to waive the interest fees for Ms. Callahan at 30 Hillcrest Road. Any comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. New business. The floor is we're pleased to have Vernon's tax collector here this evening. Sounds like we're at that point of doing some collection.
Time to move forward. Hi, Terry Jarney, Collector of Revenue, Town of Vernon. First, I did have collection enforcement for some delinquent assessment fees and use fees as well. Three properties.
Can I just stop you 1 second? We just have our member, Cheryl Uden, just joined us, just making note for the minutes. That's all. Sorry.
So it is the first is item A. My recommendation to begin collection enforcement on properties owing assessment fees from October 2019 or older, as well as properties with delinquent use from 2018. Letters have been sent out to the owners of the properties as a formality. It's not a requirement, but the demand notices are a requirement. So I provided copies of the demand notices that have gone out. More demand notices than this have gone out. These are just the most recent ones. And having met all the legal requirements to begin the collection enforcement, I would recommend moving forward with a tax sale of the three properties to collect on these debts. And I included copies of those statements for your review.
Terry, would you list those properties for the record for us?
We have 5 Laurel Road in Bolton, 1075 Boston Turnpike in Bolton, and 10 Sunset Lane in Bolton.
And you've sent numerous notices to these people, Terry?
Every year, the demand notice goes out once they become delinquent.
And haven't heard a single thing from any one of those parties they've accepted them?
No.
So what are we looking for, Bob? A motion here?
Get a motion.
Okay. I'm going to move it.
I'll second. Motion's made to go forward with the tax sale as recommended by the Vernon Tax Collector. Any discussion?
I just would like to comment on one of their comments that in the town of Vernon, we have always enlisted, since I've been the collector, the services of an attorney to handle the tax sales, and there is no cost to the town, either town or to the authority right. for that.
Is that Cohen?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay,
so much he's very good.
Okay, who can I have his first name and his last name?
Adam Cohen.
Okay. And where does he practice?
He's out of Bridgeport.
Yeah.
Coleman and Conley.
Yeah. Oh, he works for Coleman.
Yeah.
This is his specialty.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Cheryl, you had your hand. You had a question?
Yeah. How long have we been trying to collect? What's the time frame?
October 2018. One with the use bills goes back to 2017. It looks like it goes back to April of 2017. Okay. And then the assessments go back to October of 2019.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Item B, consider an act on annual assessment due dates.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I have spoken with the various town administrators over the years, and there was never too much of a concern or an interest, but if there's any way that the due dates for the assessments can be changed from the 25th of October to the 1st of October, beginning with next October's assessments, it would be beneficial in the collection effort and for those who are either transferring properties or looking for payoff figures. It's an effort to reduce the confusion regarding the payoff figures for real estate closings when mostly they ask for good through due dates through the end of the month. And I'm giving them assessment. It has to be good through the 24th of the month because the due date is the 25th. And it sometimes confuses the residents too when they think they have a little bit longer to pay their bill and they're finding themselves delinquent. So I would say if we could consider that.
Because I think that date was started from when we first started.
Yeah, 2012.
Right. It had everything to do with our funding issue. And that was it. No, nothing to do with what you're talking about.
Right.
A more realistic approach. Cheryl, you got a question?
No.
Okay.
I was gonna make a motion, but
no,
you got it.
All right. Cheryl did make a motion.
Second.
And it's seconded to have the collection date be October 1st of each year, beginning in the calendar year 2025. Is that what you're saying?
Wait, I don't know if that's going to go for a public hearing or not.
What do we need a public hearing for?
I don't think we would need a public hearing for that.
No. If we're changing fees and everything, that we do. We're not changing anything, just the date. Okay, if there's no comments, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, it passes unanimously.
Do you need anything from Ontario other than a copy of the minutes?
That would be it. I'll reach out to the vendor who handles the process and make sure we're all good to go. Last time I talked to them, they didn't seem to think that it would be an issue because they based it on October.
All right, on C. Jim, like.
No, this is Terry's better at explaining this than I am.
Sure, this is the one that would be.
This one will require a public hearing.
And when you look at the sewer rules and regulations, item 5.5, to be in compliance with state statute 7-258, delinquent interest has to be, delinquent sewer use has to have interest on it if it's not paid within 30 days of the due date. And 5.5 says if it's not paid in full on or before the same day of the next succeeding month, which can be more than 30 days. So it was bumping it to the first of the month on 5.5, but on 5.10, it says within 30 calendar days after it shall be due and payable, it becomes delinquent. So there's an...
So it's not in harmony with state statute.
Right. This is a cleanup.
Right.
We do have to have a public hearing on that.
How did we get to 5.5 not being consistent with the state statute? How did that happen?
I have no clue. I wasn't here then.
No.
I'd love to be
that goes to... way back to the origination.
Yeah, that was copied from tax statutes, and then the other part was copied from the sewer statutes.
Okay.
And it's not always an issue when the 30th day falls on a weekend because you would automatically bump it to right. The next day. It's not an issue in April because there are only 30 days in April. So it's sometimes an issue and sometimes not. And it was brought to the attention of the Bolton Lakes administration years ago when this occurred. And all you needed was... to say there's a clerical error and you could, you know, potentially for that one quarter, you could waive the interest for one day and let it ride. But now that statute has been changed as of October 1st because of House Bill 5171. And now it's not that you may waive it and you just have to notify the board, you know, that they know that there is an error, but now the board would have to approve it every quarter. So it's a change. It's
so you change, if you change it to comply, you eliminate that.
Right, right.
And we're going to have a public hearing in February for the budget anyway.
Right.
Okay. So we can work with Attorney Barger and get it cleaned up between now and then, and then get it taken care of during the public hearing.
Do you need a motion to schedule for the public hearing or not, Jim?
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
It's cleaner.
I'll move it to the February budget hearing. Meeting date, which hasn't been established yet, right?
We haven't got there yet.
I know that. I was looking at it on the last page.
No, but it is February.
Yeah. I'll second.
Okay. Motion's made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion as presented, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Terry, was there something you have one of us to consider adding to the meeting for discussion tonight? That was it?
That's it.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Is this one yours?
Thank you.
Is this one yours, Sim?
That is that the tax sale?
Yeah. Oh, that's
that should have been riding along behind the first one. Right. As a more
gotcha.
And there's a bunch of them in there.
Yeah. Oh, you have all of the.
Out of work.
You have all of the figures for the people and all the addresses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much for
playing. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Check this out
next
for you.
Yeah,
well. Item 6 is an interesting one. Discussion of possible act regarding EDUs at 890 Boston Turnpike. And I'll turn the floor over to our administrator.
So due to some recent activities at 890 Boston Turnpike, it caused me to look at things pretty carefully over there. And one of the things we've discovered.
Just before you go, anybody not know what we're talking about?
So I'm going to tell you that I don't know. Where's 890?
It's the lake house.
The old Bolton Lake House.
Oh, the like apartment?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right.
Okay. I'm all caught up.
All right.
Thank you.
So it caused me to take a close look at a few things there. And one of the things that we looked at was how many apartments are there. And it turns out, and I actually sent somebody out to go through the public way to count apartments. And there's 30 apartments.
30. And shoeboxes.
Yeah, I can imagine.
The last record we have was done by the fire department about 6 years ago. And at that time, they counted 26 apartments. So there's apartments that are popping up over there that we're not aware of, at least at the time that they popped up. So then I said, geez, I wonder how many EDUs this site is assigned. So the site has 30 apartments and is assigned 16 EDUs. So there's a disparity there that we should try to figure out what we want to do with and correct. And I'm at this point, I'm going to turn it over to Attorney Barger because he and I have had some discussions about this issue, and he's been doing some research and has some thoughts that he'd like to share with the group.
So you've got 16 EDUs and there's currently 30 apartments. Those are facts?
Yes.
And so I looked at your rules, I looked at some statutes, and if you have the authority can levy, with levy, an additional benefit assessment consistent with its rules, and you've got 10,000 per EDU, but then you've got apartments are like a half of that, I think, 5,000 or something like that. The original assessment is payable, can be payable over 10 years. However, if there's an additional benefit assessment levy, it's collected, it's due and payable all at once. It's not paid within 30 days, it's delinquent, and you can put a lien on the property. So your issue, as I see it, would be that you do an additional levy tonight to catch up 14 EDUs that you don't have. And you're empowered to do that.
Are we open for questions?
Now, this is open discussion right now.
Yeah. Right. So I guess my first question is, where did the original 16 come from? Where did that number come from?
So I don't know. What I can tell you is when she first bought it, the lower level was not occupied. Right. It had been undergoing some renovations, which had ceased a few years before it changed hands. So I suspect, and I don't know for sure, but I suspect that when the sewer authority assessed EDUs, they counted the active apartments on the ground level floor and the upper floor, not the ones on the lowest level.
And they weren't chopped up back then like they are now.
Okay, so that takes me to my next question. If they're adding apartments, they have to get building permits to add apartments. The building department should be corresponding or communicating with the sewer authority and saying every time there's a building permit pulled for an additional or a new apartment or a new dwelling unit down there, we should be notified so that we can keep up, right?
There's been no building permits filed.
That was my guess.
That's a different investigation that's ongoing with a different department.
And the fire marshal too, right?
And the fire marshal too.
Yep.
Oh boy.
Is the property being sold? Is that how this came up?
That the property is considering being sold. She is accepting offers, apparently. The current owner is accepting offers. And we met with a real estate agent.
Actively listed.
I don't think it's actively listed. No. But we met with a real estate agent who informed us that he thought there was 31 apartments. So that we physically went out. I'm like, that is not what I recall. I recall the fire department going through there. We created a map so that when they were responding there, they would have, you know, a pre-plan, know where to go, what they're looking for. And that was, as I said, that was 5 or 6 years ago. They generated that map. We pulled that map out of file because they gave the building department a copy of that map. So we know that there's been about 5 additional apartments created since that map was generated by the fire department. And, you know, one of the things that we've come to learn with discussions with the fire marshal is there's at least one apartment in there that doesn't have a window, which is being remedied. That, you know, they've actually taken out a building permit to put in an egress window. But
so every one of those apartments has an egress window, though.
Except for one.
I got it. Oh, that's one thing on the positive side.
And they all, one of the things that we've cleaned up is they all have fire doors, they all have working smoke detection, the system is being monitored.
They all have kitchens in those little.
Not everyone. Some do not.
It's sprinklers.
But they have no sprinklers.
A lot of apartments.
Buildings too small.
Yeah, the life safety factors there are considerable.
Yeah.
Oof. But my recollection, and I don't know where to find this. You looked at the sewer authority regulations recently, but I thought the sewer authority, and this goes back to your group that's been here historically, my recollection is you were assessing a full EDU per apartment.
That's how we did the apartments off of Collin Road.
So it was going to be my question, because he said apartments are half of an EDU.
You have a benefit assessment policy that you have to look at, which is a separate document. I think I saw that saying there were apartments were a half. You see what I'm
saying? But you could have a three-bedroom apartment. That doesn't make sense to me, because mm-hmm. you could have a three-bedroom apartment, and they're not going to necessarily use any less water than a three-bedroom house.
We were not. This issue really was a hot issue with
Some of the larger apartments.
Some of the apartments like share bathrooms?
No.
So
I believe they all have their own bathrooms.
Their own. The what's the ones on Town Hall Road? Sunset. Yeah. Those they're all, when we did it, it was
I remember that.
Each was a lot. It was one unit, one ADU.
Boarding rooms, boarding. That's my notes. I have to read
the
notes.
The boarding rooms,
that's boarding homes, difference. Motels, and hotels. One EDU plus 0.5 per room. Is that what this? Well, you start with one EDU, and then you go. As I read it,
every room thereafter is a half.
That's a half of an EDU.
Boarding. Okay, so
and that's house. For your best in section.
So four. They're not apartments; a boarding house.
That's what it looks like.
But if they all have their own bathrooms,
but
that's
not. But it's not a boarding house.
Yeah, they're apartments.
They're apartments, you're right. The boarding house, doesn't count. They have common area items, right?
So I'm really confused.
So the other thing, Rich, I'm reading my notes here. It's like verbal here. It's my writing. This is section 5 of the benefit assessment policy. An EDU for each dwelling in a multi-dwelling apartment or condo. It's an apartment. It's EDU. If it's a rooming house or a motel or a boarding house, it's a half per room. So factually, what is it? Is it an apartment?
So an apartment boarding house, right? Or hotel, motel typically is transient in nature. This is not transient in nature. The people who go there live there to stay there.
When that was being sold initially. So I don't know, maybe it's 8 or 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
I had the opportunity to take a look at them. And at that time, it was individual rooms with bathrooms and no kitchens. So what changed and how did it change?
So, we've been in every apartment since I became fire marshal 14 years ago.
Okay.
We've been in every apartment.
And every one of them has a kitchen.
Not everyone has a kitchen.
Okay.
Most of them have kitchens. Some of them have separate bedrooms. Some of them do not. Some are larger than others.
Some are more than one room?
Some are more than one room. Like I know all of the apartments on the lower level have a living room, dining room area, a separate kitchen that's separated by a half wall. And then a sleeping area and a bathroom. Like that's every all, and I believe there's 7 apartments on a lower level. And then on the other 2 levels, most of the apartments have separate bedrooms. Like the one where there was a fire a few years ago, mm-hmm. but the hoarding case that made the news, that had a separate bedroom, a kitchen, and a separate bathroom, and an common area for.
And that's
how most of the apartments are. There are a few that would be just rooms.
Nothing's bigger than a one-bedroom apartment, correct?
Correct.
So then the next question is, are there building plans filed anywhere with a fire marshal, the building department, anybody at all got a set of building plans that you can look at and say, okay, this is floor two, this is floor one, and this is the basement?
Not that represents what's accurately there today. I would say that, you know, again, for open discussion, it would be my recommendation that we call them apartments, that we assess one EDU per unit. And if they want to come back and push back, then we sit down and have a conversation with them. Let them prove to us that it's not what we think it is.
Yeah, the burden shouldn't be on us.
That's true.
I've been full forward and paid for all the building permits too.
Well, I was going to say, especially since they don't have any permits.
Right. Or inspections before they close their walls.
Right.
All right. So
you've got 16, you're short 14. Well, unless there's 31 according to the real estate book.
No, we went out and counted. There's 30.
So you would,
we're very confident in that number.
You would want to levy
14 additional EDUs. 14
additional EDUs tonight.
Yes. Right.
And I don't think you have to have a hearing for that, because you've already established your benefit assessments. You're just administratively applying them. So at that point, 30 days later, they're delinquent. We can charge interest and we can lien it. You want to get liens on it before the buyer comes along.
Right. That's what I was thinking too.
And then the other issue is sewer usage fees. Your fees, your sewer usage fees are based upon individual units, right?
Correct.
And she's been shorting you, and therefore burdening the rest of the customers unfairly by not paying her fair share. So you go back and kind of establish some date in the past that you think.
How do you do that, though? That's...
So I think what I would do is I would use, so we can establish a date for the units on the lowest level, because we issued a CO for those when she filed a building permit and finished them.
So she has filed building
permits. Just for the low level, for those seven apartments.
When were they finished?
I don't recall off the top of my head, but that we have a record of.
And that's in addition to the original 14.
Right, and that's the date that I would recommend using.
So you mean the additional 14? No, that's part of the additional 14.
Right, but that's the date.
So I would just, that should be a safe date for everything else. And again, it would be the
burden. I was going to say, let her prove it wrong.
But the truth of the matter is, Richard, if she would have rented all of her units and then started the finishing of the basement, she wouldn't have, you know. So in other words, you're giving her the benefit of the doubt by using that date. In a big way.
Yes.
Because I'm certain that she had units there. So 7 from 30 is 23. We had 16. Somewhere in the middle, there were 7 units that just
they got added. Yep.
Right. But they probably were added before we took the building permit out to do the basement.
I think after.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay. Because they kept doing things unbeknownst to us.
Okay.
So there's a good probability that was later. So we probably should do it in two separate motions.
One's benefit assessment, right, and one's sewer use charges.
Well, so we need a motion to
levy.
That's what we need. What?
A motion to levy additional benefit assessments.
Yeah.
For your regulations for the 14, right?
14.
14 additional units.
At 890 Boston Turnpike.
That were not previously benefited or levied benefit assessments.
Right.
I'll make the motion.
Want a second?
Sure.
Second.
Good. Motion was made and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
It passes unanimously.
So who's going to send the bill out?
We'll generate an invoice and send it.
Okay. Terry will have to, so.
No, typically those invoices come from the selectman.
Okay.
And I will send you a copy.
Okay.
Now the second part.
And it's not, now the lease, not paid within 30 days, let me know. Or to calendar it up.
Yep.
And the lien should go on. So the second part is
second part is the user fees.
Right.
The recovery of user fees that were not reported to the authority number for number of units. So
how do you make that motion?
without
the building permit date.
So we can reference the date.
We can say as of the date the COs were issued for the 7 units on the basement floor of the building at 890. We want to add the benefit, I'm sorry, I beg your pardon, the user fees for an additional 14 units.
Correct.
At
890 Boston Turnpike in Bolton, Connecticut.
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, all in favor, please indicate saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Boy, that's a beauty, bro.
All right. So moving on to 2025.
Okay, so I'll move those meeting dates.
Okay.
Second.
Motion made second to approve the meeting dates as presented. Any questions, comments? If not, all in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Okay. You want to leave the commentary discussion?
You want to go? You got to go into executive session.
Oh, we choose to. We do.
Turn the recording off.
Did you move?
I'll move it.
Move it.
Oh, second. Sorry.
Okay. Motion made second to move an executive session to discuss contract negotiations with the town of Coventry regarding extension.
Are we inviting anybody that's not seen
with it? Head of the sewer authority and the sewer? Is that your position?
Director.
The director of the sewer. And our attorney. Okay, that's them all in favor.
Aye.
All right. And you will.
All right. We are going to pause.
Okay, all right, we're back. We're back out of executive session. No actions has been taken. Item 9, adjournment is in order.
Stay close.
Second.
Made and seconded. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 8:01.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, guys.
The MDC.
These meetings I like. We get.